Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a getaway Friday, June the 3rd, 2022. 18 minutes past the hour, and the discussion today is that of the River Valley graduation commencement story from 1 week ago today. Now, we learned during the break there from one of our listeners, Mary out there, that this story was even on the news in Colorado, that she got a call from a family member in Colorado. Now, think about that. Now, again, if you haven't heard the story, and I don't know how you haven't at this point, let's run this big, gaping story in front of you. A man who does not work for River Valley was invited as a distinguished alumni to speak at commencement last Friday night. This is what he said, quoted. This is the quote. Choose a spouse. I suggest. I also strongly suggest to make sure to choose biblical principles. You know, a male with a female and a female with a male. Now, that sentence is worth a news story in the Marion Star, Columbus Dispatch, Columbus Media, and around the world, Colorado and beyond. Because a man said that at graduation. Is there any more to this story? I mean, honest to goodness, I hope there is more to this. Did he say anything else? That's a news story. I mean, oh, Lord. Where are we in this? This is why, you know, I like when they write news stories about me like this. As long as they spell my name right. 740-751-4038. Any opinions on this Colorado news? Holy mackerel. All right. Why? Go ahead, caller. Nope, I think that was a spam call. Well, oh, here we go. Maybe this is an actual caller. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, was that Colorado TV or was that Colorado newspaper?
It didn't say. It just said brother from Colorado saw it on the news. Wow, isn't that worth that? Boy, oh boy.
It almost made as much coverage as the reward for the dog collar.
One sentence.
You talking about people being overly sensitive in this country, and that's true. I mean, look at the Guardians now. You know, they changed from Indians to Guardians.
Yeah, but I mean, I can't stress this enough because people will try to say I'm either defending or saying what he said was wrong. I'm not saying either way. People can choose what they want to choose. But that this is national news, that this man is being dragged through the mud for saying that, my goodness. I mean, I was looking through this story.
They're not saying the guy's name, so he's...
Oh, yes, they are.
Oh, what is it?
Well, I'm not going to do it because I think that's dirty. But no, the Marion Star did it, and I believe most of the other news stories have done it.
Maybe the TV did it, too. I didn't pay that much attention to the guy's name, but...
No, they did it. And, you know, a matter of fact, they... Now, this is what... I'm not going to say his name, but this is how the Marion Star referred to it. He said, they said his name, a River Valley graduate who is now the owner of a manufacturing company named his manufacturing company. And then it says, encourage the graduates of Marion County Public School to pursue the biblical principles of only romantic relationships between a man and a woman. Now, is that the opinion of the Marion Star? Because I don't see where he said that.
He said, the quote is, choose a spouse. I suggest, I also strongly suggest to make sure to choose biblical principles. You know, a male with a female and a female with a male. So they he was saying that you choose biblical principles of only romantic relationships between a man and a woman. Now, there are no romantic relationships outside of marriage.
Oh, there's romantic relationships inside marriage.
Yeah, but that's not what he said, but that's what the Marian... So now maybe we should put the Marian Star, this person who wrote the article, maybe we should take her name and put it in the national news and say that she's misquoting people and assuming things. Name the man's business and named him in the article. I mean,
so he's a pretty prominent citizen of Marion, too, then. With
well,
business, we'd probably recognize if we heard it, wouldn't we?
Oh, probably. Probably. Well, what if, I mean, is that, I don't know. I wish there was more to it. I mean, honest to goodness, that this is that important.
Well, I think if he would have just stuck with biblical, you know, principles instead of going on, he definitely has something against gay people and stuff.
Well, let me ask you this. We have, I don't know how many churches, and I know we have over 100 churches in this county. Now, do you think on any given Sunday you could walk into any one of those churches and the majority of people would not agree with what he said?
Oh, yeah.
Right. So this is not like this is some harebrained, concocted thought.
But that's the reason why, especially with younger people, church and religion is definitely on the decline. It's down. And that's because religion, they want to uphold. They can be the biggest discriminators of anybody.
Well, here's my
anything.
Well, I think this is what is getting lost in the story. And again, I will say, go so far as to say, I would not have said that to a commencement. I think that was the wrong audience. But the fact that this was seen in Colorado, that they're naming this man and naming his business, that's the best thing we've got to report on, huh?
Yeah, amazes me what we're seeing in Colorado or out of state.
I mean, I just, you know what? People can do what they want as far as I'm concerned. I am not going to sit in judgment of anybody. But here's the problem. Here's the irony of this. They're saying this man made a judgment. This man judged people in a commencement speech by making this statement. Well, what are all these news sources doing by running this article? They're judging what he said. It's a little hypocritical.
Well, I just don't think he should have said it. And he, I guess they want to, he should be judged a little bit for what he said because, you can't, as hard as people have fought for their rights, to say something like that, if you would have said something about, colored people or black people, I should have said colored because that's no longer usable. If you would have said something, racist like that against, black people, it would have been the same thing. They have fought hard for their rights.
Right, but I don't think that's what he was doing. I think what he was doing was he was just saying, and a matter of fact, he says, I suggest. That's part of the quote. Choose a spouse. I suggest. I also strongly suggest to make sure to choose biblical principles. He didn't say, do this, mandatory. You're going to go somewhere bad if you don't do it. He didn't say any of that. And I don't know where this Marian Star reporter gets off saying, that in this sentence here, that this person encouraged the graduates of Marion County Public School to pursue the biblical principles of only romantic relationships between a man and a woman. He said a spouse. Nobody's ever had a romantic relationship outside of a marriage, please.
you know, he didn't, I don't think he said romantic.
No, so I think maybe she should go back to journalism school.
Well, she just embellished on it a little
she
bit.
She did. And
I tell a lot of stories. That,
I'll get a nasty story written about me now. You just wait. They'll be writing stories about me now left and right.
Oh, you'll probably be on national.
I'll be in Colorado before you. Just spell the name right. Just spell the name right.
Well, hopefully some other people call in with their opinion. I think it was definitely wrong, but.
But should it be in Colorado?
It shouldn't be that much of a news story, though.
Should the Star have made that inference?
No, I don't think the Star should embellish it at all.
Do you think they did embellish it?
I think by, you know, putting romantic, you know, romantic relationships don't end in marriage all the time.
Now, and should his business have been mentioned?
Yeah, that's just another way to hurt him since...
Darn right.
He said something that people don't agree with.
Darn right. You know what? This is how people in my field get bad names.
Sometimes, you know, that can affect a person's business, you know, pretty good if you say something wrong and...
Well, I hope. You know what? I hope that the people... I hope his business isn't hurt. Let's just put it that way, because I just... You know, have they even given the man a chance to apologize or not apologize? I mean, this just happened 7 days ago, for God's sake.
Maybe you could do an interview with him.
Well, I hope he comes on.
Explain his situation better and maybe apologize to anybody he offended.
And I don't even know that this was written. I mean, it might have just been something he said ad lib.
Yeah.
Better watch what you say. I tell you what, you couldn't get me to speak at a commencement now with a rifle pointed at my head.
You better make sure you say the right thing.
Better make sure you don't go off the script. My goodness, you'll be on the national news. You'll be the next Charles Manson.
Well, maybe somebody else will call in and, you know, voice their opinion, see what people think.
Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye. Hey, anybody call in, and even if you disagree with me, go ahead. I just think that's a joke. 740-751-4038. An absolute joke. Go ahead, caller.
Real quick, Scott, I was getting gas, so if I feel like I'm in pain, you would know why, even with a hybrid getting gas.
Better watch out. That's an opinion.
Well, perhaps, but it's an opinion that I think is shared among most people. And anywho, I think the Colorado issue, I'm not sure if this came up, but I believe Jared Polis is still governor, and he's a man married to another man. So that's probably why, you know, okay, well, maybe this person thinks you will end up being governor if you choose to be in a relationship with the same sex. Maybe that's part of it. That kind of came to mind. I'm not sure if anybody brought that up, but when I heard Colorado, that's the light bulb that went off in my brain.
Well, I just two questions here that have we know how you feel originally about this. Do you think that the Marion Star should have mentioned the man's business?
Well, people know who he is. Marion's not so big that people can't find out what the guy's livelihood is. So I don't think it's that bad. Again, I whether it's over dramatized, I don't know.
So, but what about?
But it's not.
What about their inference?
A gold star.
What about their inference? That they say he encouraged the graduates of Marion County Public School to pursue the biblical principles of only romantic relationships between a man and a woman.
Let me say, you've been so helpful to me, and you say we just report the news, we don't provide commentary. So instead, what they should have said something, well, I think you would agree, this speaker made a controversial statement during the commencement speech. Here's what he said, verbatim, and then people can form their own opinion. But paraphrasing it, when it is something that's generated much controversy, probably wasn't their best moment in journalism. I don't know if you'll give an opinion, because it seems like you never have one, Scott, but I think you would agree with me on that. Again, you've been helpful to me, as in my role of doing the news and how things are reported.
Well,
we don't paraphrase something and maybe make it more controversial.
No, we don't paraphrase and we don't change, because it's what they say and what they do. Now, commentary is something different. That's not the news.
Right. We can concur on this.
Right, but here's the problem. What is happening here is now the news is being subjected, because people do choose what makes the paper. People do choose what runs on television. We pick what goes on the newscast here at the station. And when you let your personal bias come in to what news stories you're going to run, that should not be happening.
In this case, they went overboard with their phrasing. It wasn't their finest moment in journalism. And I'd like your opinion as someone who's journalistic knowledge and experience I respect, but I'm not sure if you'll provide it, but feel free to do so.
I just don't understand.
You know, put the video on the website, that's fine, but if you're going to paraphrase something that's so controversial and can be so delicate, be sure that you're saying it in the best possible fashion, and that probably wasn't one of their best journalistic moments. I mean, that best I can tell you, Scott, that's not my area of expertise, but certainly this has generated much hubbub. But I want to listen about Colorado. That's kind of what came to mind.
Well, that's, I guess, the question.
They're laughing at it, saying, well, our governor married another man, and he's doing pretty well.
So yeah, but I guess, did this denote that kind of coverage?
Yeah, I'm undecided, Scott. I said it's not the crime of the century, but it certainly is anything but a gold star for the district that you live in. And that's the best I can tell you. I can't give you a better assessment than that.
All right.
Not something for Marion to be proud of. The museum, Mary Ellen, myriad things, including this station and what you and others do, we can be very proud of. This certainly is not something on that column of things to be proud of.
Well, I appreciate your opinion. Thanks for calling.
No problem. Have a good day, Scott.
Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 34 minutes past the hour here, 70 degrees, sunny skies here in Marion. And you know, again, I'm going to say it 1,000 times because heaven knows I do not want to be misquoted on this. I am not saying what he said was wrong or right. As far as I'm going to go on this, I don't think he should have said it to a graduation at a commencement speech. That was probably not the smartest opinion. But the coverage that this has gotten is unbelievable to me. Social media. I don't know. 740-751-4038. Well, I'm sure the people in Colorado really care about this story. Makes us look good. Go ahead, caller.
Hi. Scott, I was just listening to your program there.
Yes.
And I will have to say how many, at least this is one that people's going to remember. I not remember one item at the gate when I graduated that anybody had to say about it. And at least it's had a lot of discussion, which most graduation things, once you walk out the door, you forget what they said.
Well, you make a very good point that by doing this, by giving this kind of coverage, they have now alerted people in other states of what the man said. And I can guarantee you there is a heavy-duty portion of this country that agree with this man.
Well, I'm just saying that when the seniors left, I'll bet you 10 years from now they'll have a comment about the speech that was given at their graduation, and I don't have a clue the speech was given at my graduation. So at least, you know, give them something to ponder.
At least, the only, you know, the reason this has become an issue for me personally, number one, I don't like how the media has handled it. And we have to defend ourselves sometimes as the media, because people, oh, you're liberal, oh, you're, you know, you don't report the facts. Well, when people do stuff like this, it does make us look stupid. And
well, yeah, but like I say, it has gave some, that's one speech that the public has had to ponder, that I'll bet there's not another one in the United States that anyone's pondering about the graduation commencement speech.
No. But the other thing that makes me sad is that this man owns a business, and they even call it the owner of, well, they say, I'm not going to say his name because everybody else has, but it's a successful business. He was brought there as a distinguished alumni. They've named him and they've named his business. Now,
someone who's to say whether he's right, wrong, or I am.
Right, but by doing this, how could that help your business?
Well, yeah, that's true, but that's one person. And think of all the ones that has been discussing this ever for a week that normally no one would even remember why they went to graduation.
You know what
the parents as well as the kids.
You know what I think could happen? I really think we have, I think it's 168 churches we used to have in this county. I would almost bet that because of the furor this man is getting, that churches will reach out to this man that never would have and support his business. I think this could totally backfire on people.
That's true, Scott, but I am of the belief that who's to say who's right, who's wrong? Why does Marion have to have over 100, Marion City have over 100 churches in this town? They all use the same textbook. They all are heading for the same place. I am of the opinion, why can't they get along?
Well, it's a good question. And, you know, that's another part of this that's bothersome to me, is that we are really getting into a, and again, I'm not saying what he said was right or wrong. You know, people will draw their own conclusions, but where are we in life where that type of an opinion is so highly offensive to people? I don't know. I'm not even sure what he said, aside from the fact that he thought listen, most of the
Republicans.
Yeah, I guarantee you, our Congressman Jim Jordan, I guarantee he feels the same way. He better not say it at commencement.
Well, like I say, it's just that's one speech that people has pondered. And there's probably not going to be another one far and wide. The next week that someone's going to say, man, do you remember that?
You make a good point. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, live and let live, I guess. Just watch what you say, because if there's a phone or a camera on you, or an audio device. And you know what bothers me about this as well? The video is not even up anymore. And this is all contextualized. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, that reminds me a little bit. You know, churches, there's so many churches in around. And a lot of churches, you know, people use it as tax-free status. And here's one thing I wanted to say. I watched an interview on PBS the other day about this guy, and him and his father put out videos, commentary of the abortion issue. And they was the primary ones that was, you know, sponsoring that, you know, on the abortion issue. But back in that day, he said Billy Graham, and he named a lot of prominent people in religion, was not against abortion. They was for people having a choice. But he said churches soon realized that issue could be a moneymaker for them.
Well, here's...
And they got on the bandwagon of that and used it, you know, in an effort to solicit for money.
Well, here's what I want to say. I don't know about that, but what I want to say is, here's something else about this article. What this man is, he said a spouse. He's talking about the marriage vows. That's what he's talking about. He's not talking about anything but marriage should be a man and a woman. And I understand that's a controversial issue, and I understand people feel both ways about it. But you know what? That's what he's not saying. He may feel that all people should there should be no romantic relationships between males and males and females and females. But that's not what he said. What he said was, choose a spouse.
Yeah.
Okay? So, gay marriage is not a new topic in this issue.
A lot of times, a person doesn't marry the person that they're really in love with anyhow.
Well, and you know what? He even used the word suggest. He said, I strongly suggest to make sure to choose biblical principles. You know, a male with a female and a female with a male. He said suggest. He wasn't even dictatorial in what he said. And you know what? The Bible, I think, pretty well does say. I mean, there are all kinds of interpretations of the Bible, and I'm certainly not going to interpret the Bible here on the air. But I think most people would say that is the interpretation. So what in the world is the furor here?
But the Bible is so vague, if you wanted to interpret it the other way, you can make a point for it, too.
Yeah, but if I get up and said, if I got up in front of a group and I said, in the Bible, Jesus arises after his crucifixion. Now, that's a fact. Now, people might not believe it, but it's a fact that the Bible says that. So I should be punished for saying what it says because other people don't believe it?
Well, just everybody's too sensitive, you know, about what's said.
Yes,
here's one thing was on Glenn's show, is we want to believe in religion that was portrayed by people years ago. We want to believe that same, you know. But back then, people thought the Earth was flat. And
thank God there were no newspapers in those days. They'd have been all over the place.
You know, so we want to believe, you know, in religion the way people said it years ago when they didn't even know that the Earth is round.
Well, you know, I guess to me, religion is a choice. And people are allowed to make that choice, and this man is allowed to make this choice. Should he have said this at a commencement? I wouldn't have.
And I wouldn't have brought up religion anyhow.
Okay, but again, he was invited. Clearly nobody checked his speech. And where are the guidelines? What are you allowed to talk about in a commencement speech, and what are you not allowed to talk about? And if he had said that marry anybody. Now, would that have generated such furor for the people in the crowd who do believe that marriage is a male and a female? Should they go to the newspaper? Would it get that kind of coverage?
Well, there's people could be upset with it because it talks about biblical beliefs.
Right,
because
but
there's people that don't believe in the Bible and, you know, are atheists and, you know, bringing up anything from the biblical beliefs, you know, was wrong.
Well, I'm not sure that, I guess I don't know that biblical beliefs are not allowed to be spoken at commencement. I guess I don't understand that. I'm not quite sure. I guarantee you there are people.
Well, they might be allowed to, but, you know, you're trying to push your way of thinking on others when you do that. If it's a biblical belief of a Catholic school, you know, you pay to go to a Catholic school and you're paying extra for your kids to be there to hear that message, that'd been a little different.
Yeah, but this person's not employed by the school. He was invited. You don't have to believe what he says.
Right, you just listen to it and
right. This probably took 15 seconds of time in our life. But yet people in Colorado will know Marion, Ohio for a little bit because of this.
Well, that's where people, you know, take things wrong and are a little sensitive.
Yeah, I'd say that.
If you brought up something that somebody didn't like and they're, you know, there's going to be a group that's going to be sensitive over everything.
You got it. Thank you.
Yep.
Phone lines are open. We had a call coming in there. If that was you, buzz us back, 740-751-4038. It's a topic, to be sure. Go ahead, caller.
Is it safe to say that we can kiss Family Feud goodbye?
No, it's coming. We got another hour left, but, you know, I feel bad for this guy.
Well, I bet you from here on out they'll start checking the speeches.
Yeah, I bet. Well, you know what? Does anybody even know what the valedictorian said that day?
That sort of overshadowed anything he was going to say, huh?
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know anything. I just think, Marion, you know, like the police chief said, we are giving ourselves a bad reputation. And this might have been another one of those.
Well, freedom of speech.
Yeah, but, and again, I don't agree or disagree with what he said. That's not my place to say. But that this is a news story, holy mackerel.
If it bleeds, it leads.
I guess. Thanks for calling. All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a call. We would love to hear from you on this one. Just got an email here from one of our listeners, and I'm going to paraphrase what this says because I think it's interesting. Basically, they're saying he should have realized there would have been backlash. I agree with that. Backlash, I understand. Another example was when my granddaughter graduated in 2016. We remember it and laugh about it, but an African-American lady who was an alumni talked about going on to college and having fun and having lots of, how do they refer to that in this article? Romantic relationships, and always be protected. The listener who emailed, be prepared for backlash if you say something controversial in this day and age. And I agree, people can backlash, but that we're wasting news time about this. Holy mackerel. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good.
You know, I think the fact that he stated his point of reference was his belief in the Bible. And, you know, that all he said was that in marriage, it ought to be a man and a woman. But nothing about the individual person, what their selection was. But I think his whole reference, like he said, he stated where it was coming from was the Bible, and that he was only talking about marriage.
Yeah, and he even says in this quote, he uses the word,
yeah,
suggest.
It's, you know, it's a very narrow scope.
Yeah, and
he didn't run down any single person or any way of life itself. Just that narrow scope of what he thought the Bible said to do and that person's belief.
Well, and it bothers me because, you know, I like the Marion Star. I have friends over there, but, and I'm not going to name the reporter, but,
you know, their whole story made it a negative.
It certainly did.
It started out, you know, he has run down the LGBT and the gays and everybody, you know, but he didn't.
No, and that they say, and for people just tuning in, that the Stars, and I'm looking right at it here, it said, this is what the reporters, and I'm not going to put his name in, but it says, blank, a River Valley graduate who is now the owner of manufacturing company, blank,
yeah,
encouraged the graduates of the Marion County Public School to pursue biblical principles of only romantic relationships between a man and a woman. He did that? I didn't see that he did that.
No, he didn't. And I like the way they attempted to disgrace his business also at the same time.
Wasn't that nice? Wasn't that good of him?
Yeah, that was really nice.
I
think maybe the Marion Star might be one of Marion's worst enemies.
Well, it's unfortunate. You know what? I will defend covering news stories. You know, murders are awful, killings are awful, fires are awful, but it is news. Right. When you start putting a slant on what was said in a graduation speech,
just report the news. You know, you don't have to make it every story an editorial.
No, and you know what? They don't write it as they state here. Hey, this is what he was doing.
Right? They stayed this law.
Yeah, I just, and the fact that he said this, you know, the fact that they put his business in there.
Right.
Now.
His business had nothing to do with it.
No, not at all.
Nothing to do with it. He was a graduate, you know, of the school, and that's why they asked him back.
No, and you know what? As I said earlier in the week, it doesn't surprise me people got mad about this.
No.
It doesn't surprise me. And
people
again,
don't get mad about anything anymore.
But,
my God.
And you know what? And I have been asked to speak places, and you... This probably was a little off topic for graduation.
Right, right.
And I wouldn't have done it, but that the news media has made this into
a great big thing.
Circus.
It's sad, I think.
Can you imagine it made it to Colorado?
No, that's what's even sadder, you know. It's just a bad reflection. We seem to be able to get a lot of bad reflections out of Marion over nothing.
Well, isn't it interesting to you? I mean, the Marion Star now is about 4 or 5 pages, and they put the national news on the front page, and anytime you see a reporter and say, why is that? They will tell you, listen, we're short staff. We've only got 2 reporters.
Right.
Well, you dedicate time to this gem of a story.
Yeah, dedicated to that, and everything else is off the AP Newswire, you know?
Yeah, it blew my mind, I guess, the other day when I saw this in the Star, then the Dispatch, then the Channel 10 News, then now Learning Colorado, and I'm starting to think, holy mackerel.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your point of trying to make things... a little closer to reality, Scott.
Well, hey, I appreciate you for calling in and listening.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Well, we'll finish up this hour with this, and the next hour we'll do Family Feud, I promise. We got 6 minutes left. 740-751-4038. What a day. Again, just perspectives. And if you've been trying to call in and the line just keeps ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. 740-751-4038. What passes for news nowadays? You know, and I heard about this as soon as it happened last Friday, because you put on social media and you immediately see that there was a backlash to it. I understood that. I can see where people would be mad. But that the news, that this is a news story, I don't think it ran on our news. I hope it didn't. I mean, holy moly. What went on at these other graduation speeches? We have 5 school districts in this county. We better start rifling those other districts and find out what they're saying in their graduation speeches. And you know what? It's not even all that controversial. Is that really that controversial? My goodness. He wasn't talking about abortion. He wasn't talking about racism. He wasn't talking about gun control. You know, all these things that are hot-button issues right now. He's talking about biblical principles. His opinion on biblical principles. If you happen to be married. You know, this is why people who are heavily involved in religion get very defensive. Well, they get defensive because they get treated like this by the media. And, you know, again, I'm not saying I agree or disagree with it, because, again, that's what you're supposed to do as a journalist. You're not supposed to give your opinion on what somebody says. But I can certainly critique my own profession and say, what in the world are we doing? All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Only 3 minutes left on this, so if you've wanted to say something, this is your shot, 740-751-4038.
give me a buzz, and we can discuss it. Very interesting stuff. I'm sure people have done a lot worse. And mentioning the business name, I don't get that either. Yes, it's true that people might associate this man with a business, but you know what's interesting to me? Many of the Get Well cards that I have gotten over the last 4 months, which I have appreciated, a lot of people say, I'm praying for you. Well, maybe I should be offended by that. I don't know. Maybe there should be a news story. People are trying to be nice. I do not know that this man was even doing this in malice. I don't think he was trying to hurt people's feelings. I think he was just giving an opinion. You know, if I thought for a second that he was doing this to hurt people, well, that's a different story. But I don't think he was. But he got hurt in the end. Was it worth it? I don't know. I think there are a lot of people who probably are not going to be taking invitations to speak at graduation speeches after this particular event. Got about 90 seconds left if you want to put a knot on this, put a button on it. 740-751-4038. And I appreciate all the calls. The input is always good. And as Sarah's out there driving the bus, we will get to the Family Feud, I promise. Hopefully, after our next break here. And hopefully everybody plays along and we have a good time with that. But what a day. What a story. I do hope everybody goes out to the Mary Ellen Withrow Museum, by the way, though. Yeah, that's something you got to see once. Go in there and take a look at the pictures. And, you know, maybe I don't know if Mary Ellen's going to be having open houses there that'll be advertised. But if she is, we will be glad to promote those. Because it's kind of nice to go there when she's there and hear the stories and get the backstory on a lot of stuff the things in the museum. And the Historical Society did a fine job with that presentation last night and the other presentations that went on. All right. You're listening to WWGH News. It is a Getaway Friday, 72 degrees, sunny skies, June the 3rd. 2022. We're going to come
You're
back.
Listening
Family
to
WWGH Feud.
Radio,
get ready in about
LP,
15 minutes.
Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. From legendary talk show host, actor, broadcaster, and comedian Charles Grodin.
You know what? You know what? What I'm impressed by. You think I would know this? How you have all this audio?
Oh, you're impressed by this?
Well, what do you do? Just tape it, tape the shows as they go, but you're going back 10 years now, or maybe longer in certain cases.
Charles, when you were on, I made sure to tape it.
Wow, isn't that something? Where are you from originally?
I'm right here in Ohio.
Where? No, I mean, you weren't born where you're working now, or were you?
Do you work for the Internal Revenue Service or something?
I refuse to answer on the grounds.
Yeah. Yes, I was born right here, Charles. I never went anywhere.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And you like it?
Sure.
Yeah, I liked it, too. So how long have you had this show?
This show?
Yeah.
This particular incarnation of this show has been on about a year, but doing these type of shows about 10 years.
10 years. And
is that good enough? Do I pass?
Oh, yeah. And you enjoy it, right?
Well, till today, yeah.
Well, you know, there's nothing like, for someone like you or someone like me, somebody who likes to talk, radio's the place.
That's true, until you're doing live radio at 110.
Yes.
And you make a call.
Yeah, and the guy doesn't call you back.
Oh, and you've advertised it.
Oh, you've advertised it.
You start to panic.
You do start to panic, yeah.
Now, are you going to stay up tonight and watch the final show?
No.
No.